Welcome to my latest episode. If you can hear this background noise, is I'm actually recording live from a place called Newport, which is in Sydney, and I'm beside the beach. So all the crashing you hear is the waves crashing against, or the surf, for those of you who want to be technically accurate, crashing against the beach head. And it's a beautiful day. It's very cold and windy. And I thought I'd do it like this because, well, why not? Sometimes when we follow the Tao or walk the Tao, we just do it when we feel like it and just be inspired. So I came out all this way to the Northern Beaches, which is still in Sydney, and just thought, yeah, let's do a podcast. So today's episode is on De or Te, which is in the Tao Te Ching, is usually called the Way of Virtue Classic. I've made a podcast on it before. I think it's 284 or 283. But I thought I'd do another one just to bring some clarity on it, on what it actually is. Because when you read the Tao Te Ching, if you've read it many times, you'll very quickly discover that it talks a lot about it, but it really or hardly mentions how you get it or what you have to do or where it sits in the cultivation progression. So I'll answer that quite succinctly with a few questions. So number one, where does it sit in the cultivation progression? You first have your foundation and then you go on to Jing, which is your essence. Then you go on to Qi. Then you go on to Xian, which is your mind. Now, a lot of people get, because Xian also means God or spirit, they think you're cultivating one spirit, but it really isn't. It's really your mind. You have to understand that the ancient Chinese, they bundled things up. There is no separation of certain things. Like if you were a doctor in the ancient times, you were probably also the priest and the shaman. You were all these things tied up into one. So a lot of terminology from those times, it expresses a lot of things all in one go. So it's really your mind. Then after that comes your Xian, which is your heart mind, and this is where things get a little bit more tricky, because the first four, you're really on your own. You're living in isolated bliss. You're cultivating. But once you reach your heart mind, which is your feeling, you're going out there and you're testing it in the natural world. You're trying to find proof if what all of this is about is true or not for you. So you end up being challenged with a lot of tests and so forth. These things are just trying to anchor what you know. So it's no longer airy-fairy. It's no longer woo-woo. It's no longer just crazy talk. It is something that you have experienced in real life. It is something that becomes tangible. Now, after that comes De, which is virtue. Now, the first misconception is that everyone translates it as virtue, but this is a Confucian ideal. In Taoism, it is actually means inner power. If you reread the Tao Te Ching and change all the words that mean virtue to inner power, suddenly the text has a completely different meaning. And as you can see by the English description of inner power, it no longer just refers to going out and being holier than thou and being one with the universe. It is about your flow. It is about your strength. It is about your reserves. On a more practical level, if you are cultivating through an internal martial art, De is your savings, your investments. Yes, you heard me right. It is your savings and your investments. It is what's left over after you've cultivated all that energy and used it to live and whatnot. It's that part of it. And it's that part that you're accumulating. I like to refer to dare as material cultivation. Not material in the sense of stuff, your shoes, your house, your car, and all that stuff. But it is your innate worth, your wealth, your inner wealth. And the best way I've got to describe this is to think of it as your financial investments, your financial savings. It's not about how rich you are, it's about your true wealth. Because that wealth attracts more energy to you. And it's something that I'm teaching my daughter. I say to her, if you have saved up a dollar, you will attract with it more money. And she goes, how much more money? And I say, 10 cents here, 10 cents there, that about it. She asks, what if I get $10 and save that? Then you'll start attracting dollars, a dollar here, a dollar there. And what if it's $100? Well, then now you're going to attract, through your wealth, $10 here, $10 there. And if it's $1,000, well, then it's $100 here, $100 there, and so forth. It is like the interest that you accumulate in the bank. Now, for those of you, you know, who go, you can't use interest in the bank because they only give us a couple of dollars here. I have $1,000, but they're only paying me out $2 at a time. Well, your $1,000 attracts $100 into the bank. The bank, through fees and God knows what else, takes their cut, and what's left is your $2. The point is you become your own bank. That is what dare is. And that wealth attracts more wealth. It's the same as he who does not need more money always keeps getting more money. And he who needs the money can never seem to get a loan anywhere. It's the same deal. That is, in essence, what dare is. It is your wealth. And more particularly, it is the investments. And it's all that stuff. Now, for those of you who would like to know more about it and get a better understanding, I strongly recommend a trilogy from Sarah Lynn, who is a fantasy writer, and she's published most of her books on Patreon, is that what's called? And you can also buy it on Amazon. And I strongly recommend to get a paperback copy of it rather than an ebook. The trilogy I'm referring to is called Street Cultivation. The main character's name is called Rick, and he starts off as dirt poor. And in this world, you accumulate wealth through cultivating your chi, which is called something else in the book. The bit that I'm more referring to here is she has taken chi and turned it into, like, looking into your like your finances and your wealth, you know, your cash flow, your income and expense table, and you can measure your growth. And I thought that was very clever, because most people don't realize it, but the way you treat your financial wealth is the same way you're treating your spiritual wealth. They are very much aligned. A lot of people we think who are spiritually strong, and we go, they live out in the Wop-Wops, they're a bunch of hippies. A lot of them are actually very wealthy people. The thing is, what's hard for most people to see is that wealth is something that is kept hidden. It's not something as obvious as your riches. You have to look on someone's bank statement or their cash flow statement, you know, to see where they really are. And most people, they don't even have anything there. Most people, you know, for those of you who are just starting out in your wealth journey or your spiritual wealth journey, you'll see a lot of people who have a lot of stuff. They have nice shoes, nice houses, nice cars, nice everything. But it's all dependent on how rich they are, which is how much money they're making, how much money's coming in. They have a lot of strength in attracting chi, but their dare or their virtue, their inner power is missing. When you look at their bank statement, their true savings are close to zero. So I'm saying, learn about your investments, learn about your financial wealth, learn about where your money's coming from, because the same lessons there are the same you need to accumulate there, or inner power. And whatever you test and measure grows. It gets bigger. So I'm strongly vouching for her because I liked her books, Street Cultivation. And it's, when I got it, I read it and I liked it so much, I ended up reading it four times. And it's just, the parallels are uncanny. Judging by her surname, Lin, she's of Asian extraction. I don't know what she is. She's probably either Vietnamese or Chinese. And so she would have an innate sense of Taoism, at least the cultural version of it. So cultivation, as in a Xianxia or Wuxia book, would be familiar to her. And if you find the whole idea of your qi being whittled down into something like a financial wealth spreadsheet, well, I got news for you. I think you're most likely broke and you don't want to face the truth. In order to go further in your Taoist cultivation, is you have to confront these truths. It's not enough to just read the ancient scriptures of some wise man living 2,000, 3,000 years ago. You have to find a way to convert it into something practical and useful in this world, this life. That's why these recent series of podcasts have been called Urban Cultivation. So make the effort. Read the story from Sarah Lin. It's called Street Cultivation. And I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye.